Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you looking for dice and other gaming accessories for your group? If so, check out our friends over at fanroll.com, where you can find unique dice and premium quality accessories for your table. And if you're looking for something really special, they do customization as well. Fans of the Rancor's Brothel can save 10% by using the promo code RB10 at checkout. That's R as in Rancor's, B as in Brothel, 10. Not only can you get yourself some great dice at a discount, but you can support this podcast as well. So check out fanroll.com today and use promo code RB10 at checkout. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent ya.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, you're talking
hi,
to me.
Dr. Hey.
No, I'm not talking to any of you assholes. I'm talking to the three people who listen to this podcast multiple times a week to make us think we have fans. We are indebted to you. Brave
Katie,
folks.
That's you.
Yeah.
Brendan LaSalle has listened to us, though, which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
Harley Stroh has listened to us, which is also cool. You know who I don't know whether or not they've listened to us? Joseph Goodman, the author of this particular adventure. So this adventure is actually in the DCC rulebook. As far as I know, it's in almost every rulebook. It's in a lot of the adventure packs you get for free. This is Goodman's introduction to the DCC rules. It is not necessarily what I would consider a full night of gaming. It's more of a light intro.
Probably good, because we just spent the last 2 hours coming up with characters for it.
I would like to point out, in Spencer's defense, he went to Purple Sorcerer and had three characters ready in about 30 seconds.
That is true.
I spent a really long time on the names, though, Cody.
You did. You generated fantasy names for, like, hours.
Yeah.
No, but yes.
Sorry, guys.
just pointing it out there. That was an excellent way to generate characters quickly. But this is another session that... we're kind of come up with on the fly because somebody at the last minute couldn't be here. So this is a great like filler. So it's a good one in my opinion. If you're a DCC fan, read up on it. Have it in your back pocket in case for some reason you got to come up with an adventure in 10 minutes.
Did you see Troy's response?
No.
He said, you think this wasn't anticipated?
Oh, God. Okay. So... you can run this with... I don't know why I'm going to guess. I have the book in my hand. I can look. According to Joseph Goodman, of Goodman Games, if anyone was curious, he says 15 to 20 zero-level characters or 8 to 10 first-level characters. So everybody's got three first-level characters. I look forward to meeting them, especially whatever random fantasy generator names Spencer's come up with. But I will get into the... introduction, and then we can introduce the characters, and we can go on and see how this goes. For long years, you labored in the fields like all the peasants, sweating hot and dirty in the summer, only to shiver under threadbare hides when winter came. This year's harvest ended like all the rest, and autumn's work was hard on old man Roberts. When you visited his bedside at the end, he spoke in labored breaths of constellations that hadn't been seen since he was a young lad. The last time the empty star had risen in the sky, it was more than 50 years past, he said. Under the light of that strange star, a portal had opened by the old stone mounds. He'd seen jewels in there and fine steel spears and enameled armor, but he'd run when the Iron Men had attacked. Now, old and dying, he wishes he had taken that chance on a life of adventure. The empty star is once more rising, and a young man with courage could be more than just another peasant. If only he'd take the chance old man Roberts hadn't. You're taking that chance. You stood before the monolithic rocks of the old stone mounds under the dark light of a starry sky. The empty star is clear and bright above you. Three of the large stone blocks lean haphazardly together to form an upright rectangular portal about the size of a man. They seem to be placed directly beneath the star's path. As the empty star ascends to its brightest point, its light catches in the portal, and a shimmering stone-lined corridor is visible through the stones, but only from one side of the opening. Grasping your pitchfork with white knuckles, you step into the starlit portal, which was not there before today. Thoughts of jewels and scorching wheat fields foremost in your mind. Would you like to introduce your characters as they step through the portal under the stars?
Probably first through would be Thule, my warrior, shortly followed by Thaddeus Baggins, T-Baggins for short, and Merle.
Followed by our friend Fia, who is a wizard and has a demon familiar named, let's see, Chup Chup. We got a dwarven rat catcher named Bromder Goldgrace, and a halfling haberdasher looking dashing named Erster Tallspirit.
But is he haber dashing?
Boo.
Well, so you didn't generate a name for the slug?
Yeah, Chub Chub.
All right.
Jeff? Yeah, I didn't use a name generator. I have Tom, the elf, Dick, the cleric, and Harry, the thief.
Perfect. Jokes write themselves, folks. God knows you won't get good ones here. Anyone carrying a torch?
Yeah, actually, Thule is.
All right. As Thule steps through the portal.
That worked out well. First guy through had the torch.
Under the stars. You see a long, sort of narrow hallway. Even though the hallway is visible from only one side of the portal, you tread on solid flagstones. The starlight fades as it reaches into the hallway, which dead ends ahead at a stout, iron-banded door. Jewels or crystals in an odd assortment of star shapes are inscribed on the door. So this hallway is about 5 feet wide. It is about 20 feet long, give or take, ending in, again, this iron-banded door. What would you like to do?
Great question. So, I think, Afia will turn to her portly, horned snail and, Chup Chup and say, Chup Chup, please go break down that door. Thanks, Chup Chup. And Chup Chup will go, "My name is Gorgothoth. I used to rule the seventh layer of hell. Don't call me Chub Chub." And Chub Chub will kind of just waddle over the door and try to just headbutt it.
I don't want to get Dr. Phil on your ass here, but I feel like Chub Chub may be something that you and your daughter have played, and you're getting out some pent up aggression here. One too many tea parties with Spencer.
Yeah, right.
The slug can make a slimy trail in that direction. The slug is not exactly, you can, the Chub Chub can make an attack on the door.
Okay. So Chub Chub will rear up his head, a little bit of slime just flying off and go whack.
So roll me a D20. I believe you get a +2 on it.
A D20 thwack roll.
That's a 19, thank you very much. +2, 21.
That's a pretty impressive
Chub Chub.
His head sort of thuds against the door.
The runes light up and he's vaporized. Who's next?
No,
and Chub, I lose Chub. And I permanently lose 10 health points. Yeah.
He thuds his head against the door. It's like hitting granite. It doesn't budge. It doesn't buckle.
That hurts, and I like the pain.
Is there a keyhole or anything?
Would you like to inspect it as a thief?
Yes, I would.
Would you like to attempt to pick lock?
Yeah. I gotta look up thief again. I guess I could just roll.
What's your alignment?
Chaotic. Is that the 20?
Yeah, be careful.
Okay, I guess my modifier might actually matter. I rolled a 15.
+1 from the...
Thank you. So 16 total.
To try and pick the lock?
Sure.
Okay. There isn't a lock per se, but you can tell that it's the door is clearly seamed. And you kind of very cleverly go, okay, it's probably here. Nah, nah, nah. And you kind of feel a click. And you're like, sweet. And the door swings open.
Awesome.
At which point, reflex save, Jeff.
Oh, nope.
You all see as the door gets pushed open, like a sort of Death Star-esque thing kind of happens where, like, the gems kind of fuse together into a solid point of light in a split second, and a searing beam of light shoots out at... Is this Harry, the thief?
Yeah, this is Harry.
I really want to turn this into a Home Alone joke, but I can't figure out how to do it yet. I'll work on it if he survives. And you did not make... what was your reflex save?
4.
Yeah, you don't make it. 5 points of damage from that laser right in the chest.
Yeah, he's still up.
It's like getting hit in the head with a flying can of paint. He just falls back against all of you. Ah, shit! There was a clever way to do that. That was a sort of clever way.
I guess I better start looking up lay on hands.
Yeah, really. We'll go with one experience point for everyone for getting past the trap door. Across the room is another stout door. Four iron statues flank the door, two to a side. Each statue depicts a different fighting man in a round iron helmet and thick scaled armor, holding a long spear in a throwing position. All the spear tips are aimed at the door through which you just entered, or the door through which was just opened.
Bromdor goes, "Pff, pff. All this trickery, I smell gold." And he's going to kind of track. Is it a hallway? Can I go and avoid the spear and go to the side?
So it's sort of like a very... actually, when I just described a room to you, Jeff, and something, I didn't realize I was absolutely copying the layout of this room. it's like a 20 by 20 room. You're going through a door. You have a door like 15 feet across, but to either side of the door flanked are these giant statues in a throwing position.
Oh, on the side. Okay.
Correct. So you can't really outflank them because they go both directions, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Well, lads, let's run for it. And he just tries to run through quickly.
Perfect. You are a what now?
I'm
assuming it's a dwarf.
Yeah.
He did say smelling gold. What's your dwarf's name?
Bromdor Goldgrace.
So as Bromdor starts to sprint through, there is sort of a cranking and a snap noise, and all of a sudden, one of those spears, you see one of the statues just go, and one gets thrown right at Bromdor as he comes through the door. I'm gonna bet a 5 doesn't hit Bromdor's armor class.
Right past him.
So, you see this thing go and chuck one right at him, and it just misses him and goes clanging down the hall. The rest of you see the spear.
Come, comrades. I'm sure this is the last door. And he runs towards the door.
Anyone else following the insane dwarf?
Another spear doesn't appear in the hand or anything, does it?
It does not.
Okay.
It appears to be remaining in a post-throw position.
Yeah, Dick's going to head down the hallway.
Or
across the room, I mean.
Is he running? Is he sneaking? Is he...
Nope.
Okay.
He's just advancing with his shield up.
You hear two more clankety clanks. As two more of the statues let loose with their spears.
Oh, I thought you said there were two statues.
No, there are 4 statues.
Oh.
2 to each side.
Gotcha.
14 probably doesn't hit him with a shield.
Actually, no, it doesn't.
And I bet an 18 does, though.
An 18 does.
So you step forward with your shield. You're like, I bet a spear's coming at me. You, one gets thrown and you bring the shield up. Clank, ha-ha! And then another one just pierces you right in the back and drops you. 6 points of damage.
Shit.
Hey, thanks for being the damage sponge, Jeff. Appreciate it.
I didn't roll.
He vaporizes. He has no hit points.
Yeah.
He suddenly realizes he's a ghost. He disappears in a poof of logic.
Cleric.
D8, I think.
D8.
Thanks, Spencer.
That's our cleric?
Mm-mm. Yep.
Oh, God.
That was your cleric.
Tense matters.
There's an 8.
This actually makes it more exciting rolling for your...
Like, is he dead? Is he dead? Is he dead?
4, 3, 7.
He said 7, so he's still alive.
Yep.
Now he definitely needs to know how that lay on hand works.
Yeah, right.
I just like that.
How much damage did he take?
6.
He's at 1.
Yeah, his D8, he rolled a 3. He rolled better on the D4 than he did on the D8.
He did.
Bromger just, as he stumbles over, can Bromger just try to yank out the spear for you?
I like the idea that he collapses and goes, medic! Fuck, that's me! Does Bromdor run over to his aid?
Yeah.
Make me a luck roll, Bromdor.
8.
You want to roll under your luck score.
Oh, okay.
What's your luck score?
He's got to look it up. But it's probably more than 8.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. You succeed. Oh, I forgot to say. We're also playing by fleeting luck rules. BT dubs. A couple things happen there. Spencer definitely gets a fleeting luck for playing like fucking. There you go.
Okay.
And Jeff for picking a lock.
Sweet.
Could you explain this to me, Cody? I don't understand.
So you can spend luck points, where basically they add to a roll or allow you to re-roll a roll. They can do a couple of different things depending on character. But basically, we're playing Fleeting Luck, which is out of the DCC Lankmar. I highly recommend you check it out, Spencer, because it's very D&D-esque.
Yes, shouldn't there be 2 more of these each?
I think you have plenty of characters. You're fine. One per player, Jeff.
Yeah, whatever.
He's being fucky-wucky with the rules.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, all right. You didn't actually succeed on that roll and didn't do something cool, so give me yours back, Jeff.
He needs that for the lay on hands he's getting ready to use.
Yeah, right. So,
100%.
You can basically use it like luck, and in this game, you can burn luck to do a couple of different things, sort of like spell burn for wizards. You can do it to add to rolls, for example. There's some cool stuff you can do. These fleeting luck tokens are based on the Lankmar series, which is by Fritz Leiber's Fafford and the Grey Mouser, which is an inspiration. It's Appendix N. It's sort of a barbarian bard character and a sort of wizardly rogue character just getting into crazy shit. So when you do stuff that is incredibly stupid or brave or suggest to me something that would make things dangerous, or you roll a nat 20, you get these tokens and you can use them whenever you want. If anybody at any point in the game rolls a 1, you give me all the tokens back.
Like all of them from all of us?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, just ask.
It's called fleeting luck.
How that works.
Brutal.
So the idea is that if you listen to the Lankmar stuff, if you listen or if you read any of Liber's stuff, it's very streaky and sometimes the characters are incredibly lucky and then something horrible happens to them. So it's supposed to kind of make the game very swingy.
Okay.
It's a very, very cool thing. I highly recommend. Of the appendix and literature I've been listening to and reading a lot over the last couple years, it's really, really good source material. So anyway, so you run back over. Bromder takes a look at the gigantic spear right through a kidney. Thankfully, you have 2.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to do anything?
Yeah.
So see, now he's boosting his roll. Oh, basically, nice. By turning those in.
Yeah, I'm going.
Can we share luck?
You can actually.
And can you use luck after a roll?
You're usually supposed to use it before. that's part of the thing of luck. So, like, yeah, if you want to toss in a coin,
sweet.
You basically gave him more ability to do that.
Yeah.
You need to be basically within sort of arm's reach or at least visual of each other. So, see, he rolled a 19 on the die. This is a plus 3, so he's already at 22. Nice. And then he would add whatever his modifier is, plus, I think, cleric level. So you just probably...
Bumped the spell up a
He's probably notch. Fully healed, I would imagine, depending on how his stuff works.
For the good of the team.
Yes, that'd be 22 plus. So that's 5 dice.
Oh, nice.
And what die are you rolling?
A D8.
I have no idea.
Probably his hit dice.
The hit die of the creature to be healed.
So yeah, so your own D8. Hit die. So all you need to do is not roll a 1 5 times. You rolled a 6 automatically, so yep. You're healed. So he shines a lot more than he needs to when he lays on his hands. You feel like it was almost a waste, but you are healed.
The light's so bright, he blinds himself.
Sweet.
Cool. I guess Thule will make a run for it.
All right.
Either that, but he's going to try and sidestep, knowing it's coming.
Sure, I will allow that. Make some sort of check for me. Like an agility check or something.
No.
All right.
Harry's... Oh, sorry.
No. He wants to see if he can get one of his characters shot. That's a 16.
It hits.
So you guys see... Who is it? Thule?
Yeah.
What is Thule?
He's the warrior.
So he goes...
He's got a shield and he's like... Bah! And he runs up from behind his shield, but doesn't move the shield.
He runs up and goes to make a cool move. Maybe his shield clips the doorway on the way in, completely exposing his chest as a spear goes right into it for 8 points of damage.
Oh, my.
Motherfucker.
Is he dead?
Oh, no. But he's below half.
Can you all see why he wanted 18 to 20 zero-level NPCs?
Yes.
Every shot you've taken so far likely would have killed a zero-level NPC.
Absolutely, yeah. It would have.
Yeah.
This is a really fun one. It's not very long, but it's got some neat stuff to it.
Try again?
Yeah, I mean, I'll...
Medic! That's not a great roll.
That is not.
That's a 3 on the die, plus your 1 fleeting luck is 4.
7. That's a failure.
You're like, medic! He runs over, puts his hands on him, is like, he's dead, Jim.
Okay, so how does a failure work on...
I believe
you did
it
not...
contributes to disapproval. Because it's a failed spell.
Yeah, no, I just don't know how that works. I haven't read Cleric yet.
Your disapproval goes from a 1
to now a 2.
To now a
2. Oh, okay, gotcha.
So if you roll 2 or under, bad.
Basically, your god gets angry with you, and then you have to provide penance.
Gotcha.
Which could be ugly.
Right.
Which for the last priest that was played
was problematic. Yeah. I will give you all 1 point of experience because I don't think any of you really tackled that cleverly.
I was going to have Harry come up and try and disable the device, but...
Or the man who walked in could have removed the spears from their hands.
Bromder, we should really follow Bromder's device.
I asked if the spears reappeared or anything.
They did not.
Okay.
They get a plus 4, by the way, if you're standing in the doorway. So.
So if there's 4 statues, then why did... And 2 spears came at me, and 2 spears came at the first guy.
1 only came at him.
Oh, gotcha.
My thought was if he literally sprinted across the room...
Only one's taking a shot.
Right.
Gotcha.
But since you walked in with your shield, it was going to be like, okay, 2 of them. I thought
Makes
about
sense.
3, but I was like, man, if I hit all 3 times, it's kind of overkill. It's kind of a dick move.
good thing you dodged 1 of them.
Otherwise, 2 of them would have killed you.
Yes.
All right. So, what are you doing next?
The only guy that could heal you back. Just instantly kills Cliff.
So
I guess we're headed to the only other thing in the room, which is the other door.
The correct. Other door. Would you like to open said door?
Are there any runes on said door?
Funny you should ask that. No, they're not.
Yeah, I think.
Does anybody want to check for traps?
Sure.
Did you have a thief?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look at this handy dandy book that has all your shit already in it, Jeff.
I got it right here. I got it bookmarked.
Hey, Spencer, if you buy nothing else, check this out. It's the reference booklet.
Oh,
it's
nice.
All the charts in one handy booklet.
Nice. Six.
You detect no traps.
Yep. Try and open the door.
All right.
You're good.
I think, you know who's going to open the door? You know who always opens the door? Fucking Bromdor. Yeah, Bromdor's just going to go for it.
Okay.
Bromdor opens the door.
Zap.
You see a spacious chamber with marbled floors and a door on each wall. At the far end is a towering granite statue of a barbarian, one hand outstretched, index finger pointed towards you. The muscular savage wears animal hides, but his eyes are intelligent and his engraved necklace sports amulets and charms. A grimoire hangs beside a broadsword on the hip of this 30-foot-tall monument. Can you make me an intelligence check there, Bromdor? I'm sure you're good at that.
Mm-mm. Well, let's see. I'm not going to prejudge Bromdor here. He's all right. 17 plus nothing.
There are sort of many, like, fine scorch marks on the floor. Like, you know how, like, on a basketball court, like, you can scuff shoes?
Yeah.
Like, you'll see streaks of black and white. They're, like, scuff marks, but they look sooty.
Mm.
Like, as if someone sort of, like, had like campfires in this room.
Oh, he'll turn around and go, "This was not the last door. There are three more. And fire."
This room is, wait, hold on. It's not quite, square. It's 40 by 45. So you sort of walked in. You've got a door directly ahead of you. You can see a door to the right, a door to the left, and then you've got this massive granite monument of a barbarian sort of staring and pointing right at you with its finger.
Don't you know it's rude to point? He's going to shoot us.
Is there a pattern to the scorch marks?
Good question.
You have to go into the room and maybe inspect it a little more. Nothing that you can tell from here. I assume you're all kind of huddled around the door after the last two doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're sort of doing that dunk 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 where you're like you're poking your heads in, but nothing else.
Erster is going to kind of nervously reach in into his pouch and pull out a copper coin and just try to toss it.
Sure. Make me a strength check.
I can't toss the coin.
Well, no, just see how well
I got a one.
Anybody got any of those chips left? Or did you spend them all?
Spent them all.
To throw a copper piece?
No, you rolled a one on a skill check, so you would lose all your fleeting luck because you rolled a one.
Oh, yeah. Take mine.
You see him go like this, and when he goes to toss it, he like hits the door, and it just lands right in front of him.
Oh, sorry. Takes another one, throws it.
Just the roll, not a one. I was only going to punish you for a one.
17.
Okay. What's your strength modifier? Do you have one at all?
Minus one.
Okay. So he kind of skips it like a rock. Sort of ping, 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 ping. And it sort of skips right past the stone monument. Nothing appears to happen.
Looks like everything's safe, guys.
I think old Thaddeus and Merle would walk in. Like, just take a step in.
Sure. You step in.
And, like, look around the room to see if there's any origin of the fire?
Nope. You see no obvious origins of the fire.
And not that we need to, but I'm going to kind of sketch it out just to see it a little bit better.
You think detecting magic might be useful?
I don't have detect magic.
I do.
Oh, sure. Go for it.
All right. Let's see.
Well, brother, wish I had some luck to give you. God, no.
What this looks like. Am I dumb? It goes from comprehend languages to Ikim's mystical mask.
It's not in alphabetical order.
Oh, it's 260. It's special.
So, can Bromdor just take in a deep breath and go and smell what kind of jewels, if the stuff on his necklace is real. Because I think Bromder's really interested in that amulet. It's got to be worth a lot.
It all appears to be stone, because it's all part of, like, the monument. It's etched out of the marble or whatever this statue is made of, but it doesn't appear to be actually...
It's because it's technically a cleric spell. That's why it was completely way off.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I rolled a 16. So the cleric is aware of magical enhancement on any object or creature within range. This includes weapons, armor. Cannot distinguish which portions of the targets are magical. For example, creature enchanted by a spell or carrying a magical weapon. An item registered simply as magical. Does not receive. I only find out if there is an existence of magic, not necessarily what the actual nature of the magical enhancement is.
What's the range?
30 feet. He has to think there's magic.
No, I'm just thinking about...
Show me the magic!
I'll say, I don't know that you can quite get it, but I will say that the head, particularly the ears of the statue, appear to be magic.
I would relay that information to my cohorts.
Erster goes, interesting. And he's going to pull out his, let me make sure I say the right weapon. I don't forget if he has a crossbow or a... pulls out, crossbow. And takes aim at the ear and just fires.
Make me an attack roll.
7, 8, 9 total.
The bolt goes flying. Somehow you missed the 30-foot tall statue.
Right.
it goes flying past and shatters on the wall.
Sorry, guys. I'm out of practice. That's embarrassing.
Right about where are the soot stains?
Intelligence check for one of your characters.
For mine?
You asked the question.
Okay. 6.
Kind of all over.
Kind of all over.
I was going to do a thing, but I think you needed more than the 6.
Well, Merle was interested in them to begin with. He'll take a step towards them.
Okay.
Take a closer look.
Sure.
19.
That's probably good enough. They sort of look like that in sort of piecemeal, almost rays, I guess. Either originating to or originating from the statue. With a 19, you would presume that the soot stains are, they're not very close to the base of the statue. They probably don't get any closer than about 10 feet.
Gotcha. So Merle would explain the pattern to everyone who's not smart enough to recognize it.
Interesting.
But they are just lines.
Yeah, they appear to be sort of, yeah, basically they're sort of in straight lines.
I have a hypothesis, and he's going to, Erster is going to try to weave his way towards the base, avoiding
kind of
the...
Take out and take, like, a circuitous...
Well, to try to weave between the suit lines to the base.
Okay, so you're kind of taking a circuitous route and trying to step between the soot lines. you hear a sort of subtle, almost grinding noise as... What's the character's name?
Erster.
As Erster steps
Everyone
in.
Everyone loves Erster. Don't kill Erster, Cody.
And as Erster steps into the room and moves to his right...
Why did I move with my character that has 2 health points? That was a dumb choice. Go ahead, tell me.
Your character has a max of 2?
Yep.
How's that?
I don't know.
What is your...
I'm not lying, right, Jeff?
You are not.
You would have had to roll a 1 on the d4 and a 1 on the...
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean...
Zero stam.
If he's got 0 stamina, then it is entirely possible.
Yes.
2 1s.
Yeah.
You see the stone thing? It turns to track your movement. But it pivots. It's the arm is not moving. The entire thing pivots at the base, like someone literally, like Schroeder rotating in a chair. It just...
How fast does it?
It continues to point at Erster.
Bum rush it. It can't get us all.
So I don't know if that changes anything, but as you sort of step in and take a circuitous route, it sort of rotates and just keeps its finger on you.
Oh, sorry, guys. Unexpected variable. And he'll just kind of like walk back. My hypothesis is wrong.
Okay, here we go. No, oh, I'm going to roll this one. God damn it. Okay, I guess I'm not doing that.
What are you not doing, Jeff? Are you losing a spell?
Yes, I did lose a spell.
Perfect.
Force lost in failure.
Force manipulation?
No, animal summoning.
Oh.
Would have been cool. On to the next idea.
I could always try.
You could.
Let's stick with the one that's been doing good. It didn't do good.
You might have lost it, too.
It's a good chance.
Perfect. I love it.
Yep, it's gone.
I lost my spells doing nothing. I don't care. I love it.
First of all, say, Fia, I have another hypothesis. What if you stand equidistant to me on each side of the door and we both start moving forward? I wonder what the statue will do when we're both moving. And so I'll do the exact same thing.
Okay. And
but
split?
Split and then just take a step in and see how it reacts.
Okay.
Both your characters die.
The second arm raises. What are these two characters? One's your wizard, and the other one is your
halfling.
Halfling.
As they enter the room, who enters the room first?
Well, the goal was to do it at the exact same time.
I guess theoretically.
But yeah, it's never going to be exact. Okay. Erster. So.
If you, I mean, you, a halfling could probably squeeze through with another person at the same time.
Right,
like,
right,
it's not
right.
Impossible. So I will say it seems to take the attention, it seems to focus on the wizard.
Okay.
So
as they start moving, Harry dashes into the room over to the feet of the statue.
Okay. You dash over and get to the feet of the statue.
This is an unexpected variable.
All three of mine sprint. All three of mine sprint through.
Guys.
It's like, I don't know what to do. Too many variables. He like licks his finger and starts writing in the soot. E to the fourth power. It's factorial, you pricks. I now want a character that just does math puns.
God damn it. As he pours wine from a box.
Hi. Box wine is classier nowadays, guys, okay?
It's better for the environment.
Yeah.
And they won 70 medals.
Oh.
65 of which were bowling trophies from Goodwill.
So what happens to us, Cody?
So the rest of you bum rush the base of the statue.
Yeah.
As you bum rush the base of the statue, it snaps to focus on the bigger group, but it does nothing as you rush to the base. You're now standing at the base.
My character will do the same.
Okay. You all are now standing at the base. It's pointing towards you, but obviously it can't aim down. So most of you, or at least some of you, are probably occupying the shadowy space under its arm. If you inspect the base is disconnected from the statue itself, but it covers it up to like the feet, if that makes sense. Sort of like this.
So it's not disconnected from the statue.
It is disconnect. It is two separate pieces.
But one is enfolding the other up to the feet.
Correct.
Okay.
Is there any space where you can look down it?
No. I mean, you'd have to really get in there and, like, climb on top of the statue and maybe. But yeah, it's as if, trying to think of a good visualization. I can't really think of one.
Cool.
That's a really good roll.
Yeah. Harry's going to, or Dick is going to heal Harry. All I have to do is not get, yeah, that's fine.
How do you
There's
feel
a
about
brilliant
that?
Shine of light, and Thule kind of like looks over like, the fuck?
Anybody else need anything?
The guy who's literally going...
Ooh.
That'll do it. Yeah. I mean...
He's probably higher than an...
yeah, I'm at 4. I'm a D12.
Oh. I think that's a D12. 12.
So I've
been playing with this die, and it has either rolled a 12 or a 1 every time I have rolled it.
Wow. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fleeting luck.
Thanks.
Harry is going to try and scale the statue.
Sure. It's not that difficult to climb.
Okay.
You climb... It's like 30 feet tall, so make some sort of roll that's not a 1, Jeff. Just to make sure.
1.
There's a 1 in it.
You climb to the top of the statue.
Okay. Can I see any kind of mechanism or anything weird?
No. If there's any sort of mechanism or anything, it's contained within the statue. You don't see... Which character is this? The thief?
Yep.
Can I see my little sneaky book again?
Yeah, and check the ears, too. Because we found out the ears were... Maybe we can
knock shit over.
Knock that shit
I don't
off.
Necessarily. I want to give Jeff a roll, but I don't necessarily want him to know what he's rolling. let me see. Yeah, because you can climb sheer surfaces, so you've got it.
I rolled a 7. Chaotic.
Okay. You don't notice anything. Oh, what else would you like to do, Jeff?
If I don't see anything, I'll climb down.
Was there anything that you wanted to... my role is outside the bounds of whatever you wanted to do.
I was trying to find a device that I might be able to disarm or a trap I can shut off.
Make me a... we'll call it a find trap roll.
10 plus whatever it is. I think it's 1.
It's a 1, yeah.
So 11.
Nothing is obvious, no. If there is a mechanism, which you presume there is, so far the only mechanism you've noticed must be in the base somewhere. There's nothing, there aren't like, to be anachronistic, or you know, anachronistic? Is it technically anachronistic? There aren't any like wires or pulleys or ropes exposed on the outside that you can detect.
Okay, I'll climb down.
Based on the description of the statue, did it have, you said it had like charms and...
Yeah, but I think they're all, I'll look again, but I think they're all part of the statue. They're not something to take. They're just decorative marble or
I figure I'd find out before you climb down.
So what part of the statue is actually rotating? Is it the base?
It's now looking at it, you presume that there is some sort of mechanism in the base of it. But the way that thing is covered is intentionally to prevent anyone from getting to the base. Does that make sense?
Right, but there's a separation between the floor and the base, and then it's coming up over the feet.
Correct.
Okay, yes. Harry's going to climb down, run back into the other room really fast.
Okay.
Since it's pointing at the group, grab one of the spears and wedge it into the base.
It's a great idea. Roll initiatives, please.
I was just going to piss into the... Are we rolling a single initiative?
Yep, roll a single initiative for your characters. I really like that idea, actually.
16.
6. Oh, sorry.
So, no, you're fine.
Schroeder is a 16.
Yep.
Jeff is a 6.
9. For me.
Spencer is a 9.
I know it probably doesn't matter this time, but do we, if our characters have additions to initiative, does that matter?
Yeah, you want to use your character. You want to use your character's best initiative.
Yeah, so 10 for me.
So, which character is it, Harry?
Yeah.
So Harry goes sprinting out the door. He grabs a spear, and as he comes sprinting back in, the statue swivels to point at him, and a gout of flame comes shooting out of its fingertip.
Harry, no.
17 hit?
Oh, yeah.
I got a feeling we got a crispy thief.
5 points of damage?
Nah, I just healed him.
and you are on fire.
Oh, sweet.
So you guys see a burst of flame shoot out of this thing's finger, hit him full on in the chest. He sort of, you know, flies back from the impact a little bit, and you could see he's actively on fire. If you do not put yourself out, you will continue to burn.
Okay.
Schroeder, it's your character's actions.
So this is just a big-ass statue.
Correct.
And there's nothing else in here besides that.
Correct. You know where the scorch marks came from now, though?
Yeah. It comes out of the fingertip?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I did different than everybody else.
Weapon drawn?
I don't know, maybe.
Sprinting?
I think weapon drawn's a good thought.
I don't know. I mean, you said it's made out of marble? What is this?
Yeah, thing? It's made out of marble, granite, something, yeah, heavy duty.
So it's like, how the fuck are we going to hurt that?
I don't think we have to hurt it. I think we have to get out of this room.
Probably. Doors at the little alcoves?
Yep. So presume you're there. It's going to be 25 feet. It's going to be at least a 20 to 25 foot run. So anybody who's not at 30 feet isn't going to make it to a door. And if you're not going back to the door that's already open, there's always the chance that that door could be locked. So where are you going, Schroeder?
I guess we're going to shoot for the door behind it.
Okay. So your three characters start moving in that direction.
Yep.
Spencer, what are you doing?
I think I'd follow his lead.
Okay. Jeff?
They're going to the one behind it?
Yeah.
Yep. You need a reflex save to put yourself out.
That's fine. Harry's going to run forward and jam that spear into the base.
Okay.
Since it's targeting him up front.
Okay. So several of these things are all happening at once. So let's see how this goes. Do you want to put yourself out or not? That's thing number one, because obviously that would take an action.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you're ignoring the fire. I like it. Jeff, he may die, but I'll give you one of these, because I like what you're doing. Have a fleeting luck. Balls to the wall. Let's see if I kill you first. D6 additional burning damage.
Roll it.
3. You still up?
You're going to die, okay. Die with your balls on the wall.
So, as they split around the statue, what are your two other characters doing, Jeff?
Probably going to the same door.
Okay. As they split and all move towards that door, you see that it stops pointing at you and starts turning to track the larger group. You run over there and give me a strength check, I guess, to jam that in there and wedge it.
To 13, I don't think he has a plus. Nope.
So he wedges it in, and that thing sort of like, it's, you can tell that it's moving, and then all of a sudden it's like, k-kunk, 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 but it's actively snapping it. Like, it's going to hold, but just for a second. Last characters to move were yours. Jeff, make luck rolls for your other two characters. Did either of them fail?
Yes, one of them did. Tom did.
Okay. I'm going to say that Tom is unluckily still in the arc. It hasn't turned to face the entire group, but Tom must still be in the arc. It still turned at least a little bit. And the time it took you to run over there and jam it in, it was able to turn part of the way, but not enough to target the entire group.
Okay.
I don't believe a 7 is going to hit Tom.
No.
A gout of flame goes shooting across. Yes, I rolled a 1. It doesn't really matter for you guys, though.
We all get fleeting luck when you crit fail.
Yeah.
Nope. A gout of flame.
Fucking arm falls off.
Goes shooting across.
It just explodes.
Yeah.
Hits the wall, scorches the wall. Back to the top of the order. Schroeder, you are at the door.
I'm going to attempt to open it.
What room is that? That's that room. You are able to open the door?
I open the door and start through it.
Okay. You go pushing on into the next room. Spencer.
You're going to describe to me what I see?
I will. I want to see what everybody does first, because I want to see if he goes into the room as well.
I don't know. Fia says, shouldn't we put the man on fire? The man's on fire. Shouldn't we put it out? And Chub Chub says, no, let him burn. And we walk into the next room.
He will serve me in hell. Anything else? Any other lovely quips you have for either of your other two?
I love envisioning this little slug sitting on her shoulder. Let him burn.
His family will serve me in my palace in hell for the next 7 generations.
Yep.
I will feast on his intestines. Are your other characters going through the door?
Yeah, all 3 of them are, yeah.
Jeff.
The two are going to go, and the Harry is going to try and put himself out.
Reflex save?
Yeah. 18, 19.
You stop, drop, and roll.
Base of the statue.
Yep.
I'll be here when you guys get back.
The spear does snap, and now it's swiveling, trying to point at you.
Yep.
But I presume that you are attempting to crouch up against the statue as much as conceivably
exactly.
possible. Exactly. A gout of fire above you. You feel it. The heat as it whoosh, but it goes shooting across the room.
Okay.
We'll just keep us in initiative order. Schroeder, your characters go bounding in. You see an enormous chamber filled with a large rectangular pool of water running the entire length of the room. Diffused light shines upward from the pool, illuminating wide pillars lining the walls. Strangest of all, however, are the man-shaped crystal creatures visible in the shadows. They shuffle about slowly, their strange crystalline bodies sparkling like jewels wherever they catch the light from the pool. There's a door in the far corner of this chamber. This pool room, I guess we could call it, it does just essentially look like an indoor swimming pool, is 1, 2... should be the same as this. So what is this, 45 wide? So like 45 wide and... So like 45 wide and 110 long. The pool is 15 feet wide and almost the entire length. It's just like an indoor, you know, any other indoor pool. So you got a little, you got a walkway around it. In this case, you've got like 5 feet between you and the edge of the pool. So you probably all busting in here very narrowly, you know, missed.
Just running
right in. And then on either side, you've got like a 15-foot, 20-foot wide walkway with these columns every 10 or 15 feet. It's a really nice-looking room.
And the creatures are in the pool?
No, they're on the walkway around. You can see 6 of them, and they're kind of walking, shambling, shuffling. They really kind of glide almost. And you see them start just sliding across the ground towards you. Okay. We'll make it your action.
Okay. How far off are they from us? Like,
there's
nothing in the water.
I mean, you don't see anything in the water, no.
Is it like a brackish water? Can we see how deep it is?
You could step up and take a look at it if you'd like to more closely.
Jeff read something amusing.
The pool appears to be about 3 feet deep. Its bottom is either painted pitch black or is otherwise, you know, you're not seeing a lot of the water, actually. But what you are seeing is that there appear to be crystals all along the length, and light is shining up through these crystals. I mean, they almost look like stars in the night sky kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
They seem to be drawn in patterns or constellations or some other symbols or imagery that's hard to tell. There are 3 on each side. They're maybe 45, 50 feet away from you, like halfway down.
Okay.
And they just sort of turned at your appearance.
Does Bromdor smell value in these gems?
Yes. I mean, there are...
Treasure.
There are a lot of them.
Thule's going to take out his deer pelt.
Okay.
And he's going to put it in the water to see how it reacts.
Okay, I
not
like
gonna,
it.
Not going to put the whole thing in, but he's just going to be like, all right.
Okay.
This is shit acid. What's going on?
You don't notice anything, at least in the first round that it's in.
Okay.
So anything else, any other actions? Because your characters are both kind of taking actions. Anything else you want to do?
No, I
still
mean...
Still technically, you're sort of in... I'm still taking it in initiative order.
Just going to move enough so that everybody can get in the room that's trying to get in the
room. Okay, you all kind of get in and get away from the door.
Yeah, that way we don't get accidentally bumped into the pool of...
Spencer, anything
water.
Your characters would like to do?
So, could you give me a description of the characters, the things that are shuffling towards us one more time? Sorry.
Man-shaped crystal creatures. They have strange crystalline bodies that sparkle like jewels whenever they catch light.
Ooh. I think Bromdor, simultaneously because shiny and because he has a theory about how these things are controlled. Is going to make a beeline for one of the crystals where light is shining through.
Okay.
And he's going to say, press Y, weapon change. And he's going to pull out his warhammer and take a swipe at one of the crystals.
One of the crystals...
on the ground. Like, on the ground.
It's in the pool.
They're in the pool.
You would have to get in
the pool. I'll jump in the pool. Yeah.
Okay.
Bromdor!
Spencer? You can have one of these.
Hey, Bromdor's my suicide character, so.
I like the idea that, like, Shorter's like, let me check this water right here. and then Bromdor's, cannibal! So, he jumps into the water.
If there
with
are
a mighty
negative
splash.
Effects, I tried.
Yeah, yeah.
You're completely soaked, by the wake of the dwarven cannonball. You jump in, and you can see there appear to be... The crystals appear
to be... 3 feet deep. He's up to his chest.
the what would be wading pool to others. When you look down, you can tell that they're set. These crystals are not very big, like maybe the size of a quarter or smaller, but they're set in the floor. So you would need to pry them out almost, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not protruding very much. They're more set in the floor, kind of like a mosaic with the tile.
Set in the floor like
the base of
like the lasers pool. Gems were in the ceiling.
So yeah, he'll go weapon change and he'll put away that and pull out his sword and try to jam it in.
Sure, make me a strength check.
Yeah. Fuck that up. Here, let's not do that. 7 plus, it doesn't matter, probably.
One of the things, Bromdor is probably going to be enough to know this. This is, you could get these, but this isn't going to be something you're going to be able to get too easily. You're going to have to work at it a little bit.
Okay.
Like, you're going to need, like, a hammer and a chisel. You're probably going to need to work at the mortar to get it out. Like, they're not just setting down there for easy pickings. If you worked at it, you know you could get it, but... You're not going to pry it up in the 10 seconds that a round takes or whatever.
He'll just splash frustratedly.
You see him violently attack.
Okay, well, that's worthless. Okay, so I think, Erster, do I get a sense that I'm being attacked by these things? Don't know. I think Erster will take an exploratory shot with his crossbow at the one that's closest to us.
What's the range on the crossbow? Do you know? I think it's 60 feet, but I don't remember. Reference booklet to the rescue. Weapons, crossbow, it's 80 feet. You are within range. Roll to attack. Love this book. This is 100% the best $9 purchase
I've had. While you're there... Oh, never mind. I just said check what the range on a short bow is.
Checking what the range on a short bow is. Obviously was not that way.
So Erster loads the crossbow and takes the shot.
Fitty.
And misses.
Damage is
D6. I assume a 7 misses.
A 7 does miss. You
twing. And Fia pulls out her bow and says, "This is how you do it, friend." And also misses.
Perfect. Jeff, your characters.
Tom walks over to Bromdor and says, "I think you got some. I think you got some fellas coming that you're going to need to deal with." And he spell burns 5 points of strength.
Are you blessing him?
No.
He's enlarging.
Oh,
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
What did he roll?
I rolled an 18.
How much spell burn did you put?
5.
Oh, shit.
Plus 2.
He's already at 25.
The target triples in size. A normal man becomes giant-sized with this result, receiving a plus 6 bonus to attack, damage, and AC due to great size and strength. In addition, the target received 20 hit points from the new size.
What?
These hit points are lost first when the target is wounded, and the damage suffered while giant size transfers to his normal hit points only after the first 20 are gone.
Now I'll be able to remove these gems much more expediently.
Our title track, Bustin' Loose with Lead, is used under Creative Commons Attribution 4 International License and was produced by Jason Shaw at Audionautix.com. Like what you just heard? Let us know on Twitter at Rancors_Brothel or send us a message on Facebook at the Rancors Brothel page. Want more content? Subscribe to our podcast on any major platform or visit RancorsBrothel.com for hundreds of other RPG actual play podcast episodes. Enjoy sharing memes and talking nerdy? Hit up other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Thanks for listening. Keep circulating the tapes.